Hello and welcome to MNIT Talks. My name is Paul Harvey. I'm the editor of MNIT and I'm here today with David Thompson, the event director of IBTM World. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Fantastic. It's good to have you here. Now, obviously, we've got IBTM World coming up on the 29th of November to the 1st of December this year. And I was just hoping that you could tell us a bit about the show, first of all. What can we look forward to at this year's IBTM World? What's new? What's different? What's going on?
Okay, so we've got thousands of exhibitors and buyers coming together for the 3 days. We've got convention bureaus from all over the world, whether that's closer to home in Spain, Portugal, the UK, France, but also further afield, such as Las Vegas, Washington, DC, South Africa, Japan, Australia. So really the whole world coming together
And so that's good to have all the world coming back together.
It's fantastic.
It hasn't happened for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. The big thing for us and the important thing is making sure that we've got the right collaborations happening. You know, the world is still evolving and still opening up. And so we just want to make sure that we've got the right destinations engaging with the right buyers from the right regions. And so
what do you mean by the right collaboration?
So it's trying to make sure that every meeting is meaningful and it's got opportunity for business to happen following that meeting. And so there are certain parts of the world at the moment that would be more preferential to some of the destinations and convention bureaus. So looking at like the US, looking at UK, France, Germany, Belgium, Italy, Spain, of course, are some of the key destinations that our customers are looking for in terms of buyers and event organizers. And it's these destinations that have I guess, come out of COVID, which feels like a long time ago now, but it's these destinations that are really starting to grow faster and are looking at getting back to running global events. And so some of the other regions are just taking a little bit longer, and we'll see recovery happen maybe in 2023, but you know, we're still in 2022 at the moment, so we're still going through that recovery.
So which regions would you say have recovered fastest then?
The US. Europe as a whole has actually done very well. And then we're starting to see some growth in LATAM and then Africa as well. And then APAC, as has been well publicized, is just starting to grow again now. But I think it's also not so much it's the global connections, isn't it? So what's happening a lot more is those regional connections, and those regional connections are starting to build out. So there's still strong business happening in the LATAM region, but primarily amongst the people that sit within that continent and within that area of the world. What we're starting to see now is more collaboration across continents. So US to Europe, as well as APAC into the US as well. And then we're starting to see growth between Africa and Europe, and APAC is starting to pick up again across the US and also Europe. So it's happening, but the fastest transition is happening obviously within continent, and then I would say between the US and Europe.
I mean, I was just wondering, in terms of what you're most excited about the show, is there anything that you're particularly looking forward to about this year's show?
So there's lots of things I'm interested and excited about for the show this year. I think the biggest thing is making sure that we're really getting as many exhibitors and suppliers into the event that really gives our buying audience, our event planners, every opportunity to build out truly, you know, unique and global events. What I mean by that is not just having, you know, a good array of exhibitors and suppliers available, but also in terms of what they're offering. So they're a lot more sustainability focused now. They're a lot more aware of technology and implementation into an event, as well as looking at really understanding how to build out better, more cultural events as well, which is kind of a core theme of our event. But yeah, the idea is not just about having those meetings, but also, yeah, building in better, more sustainable events that are also able to implement better technology. And so when these event planners are coming to the show, they're not just having great meetings and meeting with new partners, but they're also leaving the show being better at running events, having all of those tools to run better events. So that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about the fact that this is an event that becomes a catalyst for the event planner. They don't just come and have meetings, but they go and leave the event being better at what they do. And hopefully that then becomes something that helps rebuild our industry over the next couple of years.
In terms of event planners, what do you see as the main challenges facing event organizers at the moment? And how will attending IBTM help them deal with those challenges?
First and foremost, inflation is definitely an immediate challenge, especially running a global event. The price changes around, you know, accommodation and flights is particularly challenging, and also working with partners that are able to be flexible and open about, or at least forward thinking as possible around pricing that they're offering. Because pricing is going to change over the next 12 months and become more fluid, I believe, across the industry. So when you're planning for an event, whether that's 6 or 12 months out, the forecasting that you're going to implement is going to be tougher than it has been in the past. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be a big challenge. And I think coming to IBTM World will allow for these event planners to engage with each other and share those challenges. But also we'll have a series of speakers that will come in and talk about not just budgeting and pricing, because obviously that's quite a dry topic, but it's one of the things I think that, you know, if you're running an event now, such as myself, then you will see that there are these challenges around certain partners that we have where prices fluctuate quite significantly. And I think it's going to be more important now than ever for event organizers to be able to really negotiate contracts as best as they can to secure consistency in costs, in their cost base, and in pricing. So again, this is the type of thing that I'll be able to come to the show and learn more about. How do they negotiate better contracts for their events?
The theme of this year's IBTM World is it's around culture creation. I was just wondering if you could touch on that a little bit, tell us what that means.
Yeah, what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years is a significant change, right, in the way the world has worked and our industry has worked. And what we've seen is across the world is the number of people now that are working from home and working through primarily a virtual experience. And what we've seen is that's affected the culture from the office environment. And so that thing that we used to get, where we could go into the office and bounce ideas off each other, it's not completely gone by any means, because we still go into the office maybe twice a week, but there's an element of it that is lost. And so what we're saying is that actually that sense of community and that sense of being able to bounce ideas off peers and, you know, like-minded people in our industry can be found within business events. And one of those, of course, is IBTM World, but it's across the board. Any business event now, any event organizer has a bigger responsibility than they've had in the past. In the past, it was primarily about using events as a marketing tool to connect people. Now we have we still have that responsibility, but now we're actually really bringing a community together, and we're making people feel like they are part of that, and then they can share in the challenges they currently face today, which are very unique compared to what we saw 3 years ago. So that's the idea around it, is that we're not just connection makers, we're culture creators now. Events, I guess, have shown, haven't they, when they disappeared for, what was it, about 18 months, I think it just showed all of us just how important it is to be face-to-face. And even today, you know, running events in a hybrid environment, which is kind of what we do now, is we're still learning about how to do that. All event planners like myself will know that we're still going through that transition. And so, yeah, now more than ever, I want to be IBTM World to share my experience with the other buyers, with the other event planners, because I can learn from them as much as they can learn from what I'm doing now in terms of, you know, creating IBTM World.
Just finally, is there anything else you wanted to add about this year's show? Anything else we should look out for?
What we're constantly trying to do is to curate this event around, you know, our key stakeholders in the sector. So what we're seeing more, what we're creating more and more every year, is these more exclusive experiences for certain communities. So we are relaunching the Association Leaders Forum. So this will be now running the day before IBTM World. And we are inviting the top 100 association event planners from around the world. We'll be basically running an exclusive forum specifically for them. And then we're also doing the same for our corporate event planners. So we have the Corporate Experiences Day. And what we've learned is we've learned that with the corporate event planners, they want to have a more immersive experience. And so we've taken their experience, which was previously in the show, we've taken it out of the show and moved their experience through the city of Barcelona. So they will not just be sat in a room and be educated on a specific topic, but they will actually be moving across the city, going through a few different venues and having the opportunity to network with one another, to learn from experts, but also to gain insight into two core themes, sustainability and technology, and really kind of gaining insight from experts that are either within the city of Barcelona or some that we've brought from outside of the city. An exciting two events, exclusive events that we've created for the event, for IBTM. What else is there? I'm just trying to think, what else have we got? So we've got the knowledge program that's coming back, and we've aligned the knowledge program to, we've got, I think, five tracks that sit across the theme that we've created this year. And they really will basically give all the tools to our buyers, our event planners, the opportunity to, you know, build their careers, to learn, you know, where they can go next in their career, how to be better at their role in this inconsistent environment in terms of managing contracts, pricing, budgets. What's exciting about the event this year is we've got lots of new content that's going to help our, that's got purpose behind it. It's going to help our event planners become better at running the events in this new world. And also the amount of meaningful meetings that we're going to be putting on is really exciting. And I think in terms of getting those 2,500 exhibitors matched up with these 2,500 buyers is going to be an exciting thing to watch. I'm particularly excited about it. Is the return of networking hour.
Okay.
I think that, yeah, and I think, and also actually, to be honest, all of the parties, all the networking parties that we had to put off last year, is actually really exciting. So we had the welcome party last year. We will bring that back again with a lot more people coming along to that. We'll have networking hour that will be running. It's one of my favorite parts of the event. The whole event turns into a party, and it's really exciting because, and it also, what I love about it and our cultural theme is that you start to see how different cultures want to have fun, you know, and they their music and dancing and the food and the drinks, and so I'm really excited to see that come back. And also for our party goers, we'll also have the club night coming back. Club night is back. So Opium nightclub on the beach of Barcelona, and yeah, we're really excited to have that back as well. So that will all be happening, and then also we've got to make sure that we accommodate for some of the few that would like to still keep an eye on the World Cup. So we'll make sure.
Oh my word! Yes, no, that's going to be on, isn't it? are there any big games on during this?
England is obviously pretty important. And I believe Spain, I think a quite a good one is Spain versus Germany, but I don't think it's on specifically at on the 3 days of IBTM World. I think it's just before. That'll be a good one. But yes, we will have something. I mean, it won't be a big part of it, but there'll be a part of the show that will allow for that so that people can.
Yeah, no, that's interesting because that's something you'll have never had to think about before. And
they're the key things that we're excited about this year.
Fantastic.